This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own.
You are listening to station WGN.
Steve Cochran Show number 582 on Twitter at Cochran Show, Facebook.com/Steve Cochran Show. Text and phone calls to 312-981-7200. We haven't spent any time talking about the Super Bowl commercials because it's a hack move. Everybody does it. So we'll do that later where we have time.
Plus, there was nothing.
We're not going to do the hack move now. We'll do the hack move later.
I mean, there was nothing that stands out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a couple worth talking about, I suppose. Andrea Dallas is in New Hampshire. Andrea, Ginger Evans is about to join us, but before she does, what's on the agenda for you this hour from the Media Center and beyond?
Well, actually, Chris Christie is in the house. He's at a place called JD's Tavern, Steve, which is kind of like Java Joe's. Remember where
it was the big go-to spot.
Yeah, big go-to spot. Chris Christie is there this morning having coffee and kind of meeting and greeting, so we'll probably talk a little bit more about that in the big story, because I think New Hampshire's going to be very big. It could be very big for Chris Christie.
And are you running out there? Or is that too far away from where you are?
No, it's just a couple of floors down from where I am.
Oh, okay, so you'll be there as well.
Yeah, I'll be there as well. Huh? I'm kind of the every woman running everywhere.
That's right, running.
That's right, baby.
Running the show. That's exactly right, and good for you for doing it. Ginger Evans will join us now, and we're going to talk about some actual good news. And good news is what we need more of, because if we're talking about jobs. And we're talking about expansion at O'Hare. I'm behind it. Department of Aviation Commissioner Ginger Evans joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. And how about those Broncos? Can't help myself.
I was excited. Now, wait, do you have a tie to Denver, or are you just excited?
Yes. I built the Denver airport 20 years ago.
I thought that was the case. Can I ask you a question? Why did you guys put the Denver airport just outside of Chicago? Because I love that airport. But when I land in Denver, I feel like I'm in the car for 3 days.
You know, it's 23 miles from central downtown Denver. There's this thing called the Rocks just west of Denver, these big, tall things. Rocky Mountains. Heard of them?
I have heard of them. So, they're large and they're rocky.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So we wanted to go a little bit farther east, away from the rocks. Give all the pilots a little more maneuvering room.
All right, so give me credit for one stupid question.
Safety is our thing.
Yeah.
Safety is our thing.
Isn't it weird, though, how, you know, O'Hare here feels like it's not far away, but 23 miles in Colorado feels like it's a long way?
Well, it's so open. And you can see the mountains, which is good, but you're not flying next to the mountains, which is better.
Very good. So the Rocky Mountains. I'm going to write that down. That's a good lesson for me today. All right, so a $1.3 billion infrastructure plan leads to several pieces of good news, we hope, but certainly this is one of them. What's happening at O'Hare?
Well, I came here last June on a mission, and I don't know if you've ever met the mayor, but patience is a word that comes to mind.
Not
a word that comes to mind. So we have a 4-year plan to absolutely put O'Hare on a path to modernize and prepare for the 21st century. So our first milestone deal was reached in December, basically, and that's to kind of finish the airfield finish most of the airfield. One key element of that is eliminating a piece of a very old runway and a taxiway that basically opens up the backside of the terminal complex, which is great. It means we can build new concourses, build some new terminals, and it just really paves the way for a huge development at O'Hare. So we're very excited about that. And then, as you heard, we just also announced that we have a space for a little new concourse for 6 RJs, and we're gonna proceed with that while we undertake the $1.3 billion program.
So American Airlines has agreed to put in 5 new gates?
I think it'll actually, we can fit 6. We haven't
6
done the
gates,
design
okay.
yet, but we're hoping to fix 6 RJ gates in kind of on the face of the central plat. So it's kind of a plant. So it's kind of around the corner from the existing L concourse, and it's just the last piece of real estate within the existing terminal platform. But we're also working much more importantly on the plan for
the
what
big
we call
picture.
The terminal area, the big picture, which is the terminal area plan, which will basically take, you know, we fixed the 1950s airfield. Now we're going to turn, our terminals are old. We love Terminal 1, but it's 29 years old. Two of our terminals are 53 years old. Can you imagine, Steve?
How about that? So Terminal 5 is where the new gates go, right? Maybe not?
Well, we will build some gates in that area. Terminal 5 is only 22 years old. So there's no question that that piece of real estate will get fully developed. But if you look to the west of the existing terminal area on several of the maps, and there's just to the west of there, there's two pieces of airfield pavement that have all this time blocked the existing terminals. And that's where our two big hubs are, United and American. And to add to their facilities, which we very much want to do to accommodate their growth plans, we'll basically build to the west. And once we take away those two pieces of airfield pavement, we have a piece of real estate that's huge. It's bigger than Atlanta's terminal platform. It's not quite as wide as Denver's, but it's as long as Denver. So it's be a huge improvement for aircraft movement, some nice new gates. Really will be spectacular.
So that's the key. You open that door there, and then suddenly you've got room beyond room to do a bunch of cool creative things. Andrea Darlis is in New Hampshire. Andrea, say hi to Ginger.
Good morning, Ginger. Hey, wanted to ask you how this is going to affect noise and the flight patterns, because I know there's two new flight patterns. When I say new, within the past year, one kind of along Roosevelt, the other along just north of Irving. Will that affect those flight patterns and create more noise?
Well, what it will do is it'll put the noise into keeping with what we said the noise would be when we did the environmental approvals. So when we modeled the noise exposure, it included these six parallel runways. Today we have a grossly unacceptable situation in Schiller Park where they're taking more of the noise because that north runway isn't completed. And we don't have a big, long international runway on the north side. So this will put the noise in balance the way it was modeled, the way it was declared. And it means that we'll have more balanced use east and west and north and south, which today we haven't had. The Roosevelt Road traffic is from runway 10 right that opened last October. That was a significant change in that it gave more what we call east flow, and that gives some citizens on the northeast some relief because primarily O'Hare has used west flow up until now about 70% of the time. So as the weather gets better and we don't have winter weather, we expect air traffic will more heavily use that south quadrant to more heavily use east flow.
You know, the thing too, Andrea, is, and maybe you knew this, I didn't, but we're going back to like 1987 before the significant expansion, or the last time there was significant expansion, and 93 mm-hmm. was the last time there was gate expansion. So all this is warranted. And what are we talking about job-wise? Because I know this is going to create jobs, Ginger.
Well, the $1.3 billion program, we're saying, 5,000 or 6,000, jobs. Those are heavy, what we call heavy civil projects. So they're more equipment, centric rather than, labor centric.
Okay.
When we get around to doing the gates, those are more jobs intensive because you've got finishes, a bunch of work inside. So, the next deal that we'll announce, for the terminals will be much more labor intensive. We do have, in addition, the airlines have about doubled the what we call the R&R at O'Hare from about $180 million a year to about $400 million a year. So we're going to have a lot more small construction projects, too, which will help people in some of those trades while we get ready for the big deal. So lots of good news. We also, you may have noticed, we're making a bunch of improvements inside the existing terminal. We've refurbished all the Starbucks. We now have more grab and go at the Starbucks. We're going to open the Summer House and a Publican at O'Hare in the next month.
Cool.
So we're refreshing a lot of the customer services. We've added seating. We're adding technology because it's time consuming to fix these terminals. It's going to take us some time to design them and construct them. We have to be very careful. 77 million passengers go through O'Hare every year. While that's all happening, we're going to refresh O'Hare and make it more customer friendly, a huge priority for the mayor.
Well, it's a good day. It's a good day, Ginger, and that's a happy piece of Monday news. So congratulations on announcing it, and let's keep it moving. You're welcome here whenever you have good news. And when you have bad news, you're welcome as well. We're just not going to enjoy it as much.
Hey, this is the city that gets stuff done, and we know what hard work means, and we're just thoroughly enjoying the city. And it's I'll definitely be back to talk more about all the problems we have to overcome, as well as the huge opportunity for the city associated with taking O'Hare into the 21st century.
And tell Mayor Patience we said hello.
I would do that.
All right, Ginger, thank
you. Care.
Ginger Bye. Evans is Chicago Department of Aviation Commissioner. So, you know, all told, Andrea, we're talking about plus 5,000 jobs.
Yeah, and this has been a long time in the making, too. Steve, we've had Congressman Quigley on talking with us about this, and their goal, too, is to reduce the noise and the pollution and make it better for everybody. That's why they installed some of those new flight patterns to which he was referring. So, I mean, it is win-win.
O'Hare's
getting bigger. It needs to be improved.
And, Mary, I'm sure the people of Schiller Park appreciate the recognition that they're under a noise pollution problem, and, you know, everybody's got to work on it beyond what's even been discussed. And Quigley's all over that, right, Congressman Quigley?
Oh, yeah. Congressman Quigley is a champion for that, too, because there's been all kinds of noise complaints, you know, Bensonville and Addison and the surrounding areas, too. But this will hopefully not only, as you said, Steve, create jobs, but alleviate some of that noise pollution and congestion, too.